Today marks the start of the National Crime Victims' Rights Week. A New Orleans nonprofit is taking part in the Justice Department project. Silence is Violence Executive Director Tamara Jackson says relations are improving with the New Orleans Police Department.
We now have established a rapport with the department, and we continue to work with the community. So if problems do arise, we're in a space now where we can share the issues that the families are having.
Crime Victims Week begins today with an outreach to elder citizens. Jackson says neighbors and families should contact seniors to make sure they're okay and are getting the services they need. The Justice Department says New Orleans has a murder rate 10 times higher than the national average. But Jackson says there aren't enough services for victims. Silence is Violence offers some help, such as covering part of funeral expenses. But she says the group is also working on prevention.
I know this weekend is Shaz Fest. Everybody's going to be in a party mode, but just keep a friendly reminder, be safe.
Tuesday highlights domestic abuse awareness. Wednesday is dedicated to child abuse prevention. Thursday events focus on the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Friday is set aside for training. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.